There's a bridge very close to me in Cabra, Darren Frehill, that remembers Liam Whelan, one of the young players who died in the Munich air crash. And there's flowers left from usually around this time of the year to mark the anniversary. And another one of that team, the one who survived and who helped many others to survive, is gone now as well.
Indeed, yes. Breaking news overnight, Gavin. And we will get to Liam Whelan as well in this bulletin. But his teammate and great friend, of course, former Manchester United and Northern Ireland international, Harry Gregg, passed away overnight, aged 87. Brilliant, brilliant goalkeeper. One of the best in the world at the time. And will be remembered as one of the heroes from the 1958 Munich air disaster. 23 people killed that day, including 8 of his teammates. And he was one of the survivors, and he also helped rescue other passengers, including a baby and a pregnant woman. He passed away in hospital last night, surrounded by his family. Earlier in the show, we heard from Harry, in his own words, details of the disaster itself and his attempts to save as many people as possible on that terrible day. I want to play another piece now from an interview with Adrian Eames, and this time it's a more upbeat clip to celebrate his life. And Harry signed for Manchester United in December 1957 for just over £23,000. He was at the time the most expensive goalkeeper, and he was voted the best at the following year's World Cup, 1958 World Cup. Here he talks about his great friend and his teammate Liam Whelan, and he was one of those who lost his life at Munich Airport.
I remember training with Liam, Billy Whelan, round the pitch. I'm laughing at it now, and it's nice to laugh about sad things. And he said, in those days you were allowed 2 sand seats and 2 terrace for your family and for your friends. But I had joined the big time and didn't know you were allowed to purchase 10 tickets. So I'm training with Billy Whelan, or training around the pitch. And he said, what do you do with your tickets? And I said, I give them to the family, you know, so and so and so and so. He said, no, but the other 10. I said, what are you talking about? He said, the other 10. What? I said, the lads said to me, I let the lads. Oh, he said, Jesus, you don't do that. You can live in them for a year. I didn't know I was as green as grass. As a repeat, I'd have paid to join Manchester United. But anybody kid you that Billy Whelan could, Liam Whelan couldn't take care of himself, as making one terrible bloody mistake. Billy, Liam Whelan, yeah, good times and bad times. Sadly, didn't get a chance to fulfil it. I'm going over old ground now when I say, if I had been born, and I'm not being nice about it, if I had been born a rich man, I would have paid $25,700 to join that group of players.
They were that special.
Yeah, they were. Honestly, I was lucky enough to become one of them. I was lucky enough to play with lads. I was lucky enough for one of them to say to me, hey, big man, keep going out. I was lucky enough that the man that signed me didn't tell me how to play and didn't tell his players how to play. He told them, if you weren't good enough, you wouldn't be here. That era, that time, not because I played in it, was the best of English football, and I joined without the slightest doubt the best of the best. I mean, that is my opinion. Nobody will change that. They weren't fortunate enough to be allowed to go on and prove what I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
And several years later, you wrote a poem in memory of those who lost their lives in the snow in Munich that awful day back in 1958. Could you recite it for us?
I've written daft things in my head myself and done daft things. They laughed and loved and played the game together. Played the game and gave it every ounce of life. And the crowds they thronged to see such free young spirits. My good God, there wasn't many who came home. Roger Byrne, Mark Jones and Salford's Eddie Coleman, Tommy Taylor, Jeffrey Benton, David Pegg, Duncan Edwards, Dublin's own boy, Liam Whelan. My good God, there wasn't any who came home. There are those gone down that long, long road before us, but each morn we try and keep them in our sight. In memory's days, the Busby babes are all immortal. The Red Devil's spirit lives that never died.
Yeah, very powerful stuff. full interview, Adrian Eames with Harry Gregg, available now on the RT Sport website. And we've also tweeted a link to it as well on the Morning Ireland account, on my own one as well. So if you get a chance during the day, do listen back to it. It's about 20, 25 minutes long, and incredible details there from the disaster itself, Munich, and well worth another listen if you didn't get to hear the original back in 2018. The other sports stories of the day: Tottenham scored late to beat Aston Villa 3-2 in the Premier League. They're up to fifth now. Arsenal beat Newcastle 4-0. Celtic beat Aberdeen 2-1. Rangers overcame Hamilton 1-0. No joy for Rory McIlroy at the Genesis Invitational. Had a disappointing 73, damage really done on the 5th. He had a triple bogey, finished on 8 under par, 3 behind Adam Scott, the eventual winner. Wexford got the better of their old rivals Kilkenny by 2 points in the game of the weekend in the Allianz Hurling League. Brilliant, brilliant match in some very testing conditions. Cork overcame Westmeath, Clare beat Laois. Really interesting comments though from Wexford manager Davy Fitzgerald after the game. Doesn't he always have interesting comments to make on a Monday morning on this programme? But he had a lot to say, and he wanted to comment on the intercounty budgets. They were in the news last week after the GAA annual accounts were published, and addresses team holidays. But he also wanted to have a say on the black card debate for hurling, which a debate is going to take place in annual Congress. David's been speaking to Brian Carty.
Let's not pass that motion, no matter what the story is. We don't need that. And I really, really hope the delegates don't go near that motion. There's that. There's, like, I'll give you another example of one, Brian. We give our club players back to the club for 4 weeks. Normally then I would go away for a week after that, which the boys love. We're not allowed to do it. Absolutely crazy. You're punishing a county that has given their players back for 4 weeks to the club, and we don't take them, we give them back for the 4 weeks. And I think this is crazy. There's certain things I think it needs to be talked out with county managers and county players about what's the best, and maybe have things. If you're helping your club, you should be rewarded in a certain way. That's what I'm saying. To answer your question about the black card, the game is pretty good. Let it flow, let it go. If something is sinister, blow it. Let's not go making many changes.
You saw from the Director General's report, GAA's Director General Tom Ryan, about the cost of running intercounty teams like a runaway train. There is concern there.
Listen, I think Derek Kent will tell you, I would meet him every so often about our budgets. We try our very best to be as organised and as professional as we can. But we know our budgets, we try and stick to them. And all I can worry about, Brian, is what we do in Wexford. And certainly with the chairman and secretary and treasurer and our team secretary, we would chat a lot about our budgets. So we just don't go out and spend. We chat a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Davy Fitzgerald there. I'm sure we're going to be talking about that black card motion a lot between now and annual Congress.
And you can hear in the background there, you described them as testing conditions. I mean, for anybody who went to a game over the weekend.
Well done.
Awful.
I was listening yesterday to the match in Ennis, and they were talking about sleet, snow, hail, and then there was thunder and lightning to top it off.
We had it all, but thankfully we had some sport in there as well, and some very entertaining sport.
Yeah, I was at Daily Mount on Saturday. I mean, for anybody who played at games over the weekend, they must have been exhausted running on those pitches in those conditions. So yeah. I'm sure there's a few heavy legs around.
Well, I saw one referee yesterday, we won't mention the match, he was struggling to get across the field, the gale was blowing so hard into his face.
Oh, yeah.